I wanted to tell you about a story I read about a woman, two women. They were doing a marathon, and one was a woman in her 30s who was, this was like something she always did, and she was about to cross over the finish line, and she collapsed. And a high schooler who had never run a marathon before was right behind her. And the high schooler picked her up and helped carry her over the finish line. And as she did, the high schooler pushed that lady who had fallen across the finish line first, so that even though she did, the high schooler didn't know the lady, she chose, rather than like passing her and getting all the awards for being the first, she picked her up and then she actually like pushed the lady across so she would get the first position of first place, right? So I want to ask you guys, what do you think was behind that high schooler doing it? Why would she do something like that? Because she's nice. Right. Who was she thinking of, herself or the other person? The other person. And they didn't even know each other. And there wasn't a whole lot at stake, you know, for the high schooler who was just starting out running. But it would have been totally cool to get the medal, right? The first place. But instead, she chose to help this lady she didn't know. So that is a modern day sort of thing that we might encounter about putting somebody else in front of our own needs, right? Now, you guys were there for the for Messy Church, and you all were part of acting out, or you watched our skit on what story? The Good Samaritan, right. And that's about someone doing what? So helping someone else and not worrying about themselves. So I just wanted to share that story of the marathon, because sometimes it's hard for us to take those old stories, you know, like someone traveling through the desert and getting hurt, and apply it to our own lives. So do you guys, which one is more helpful for you? The story of the guy traveling through the desert and getting helped, or the concept of that high schooler helping the lady? Are they both kind of helpful? Kind of both, yeah? Because you guys are old enough to apply that stuff. Well, I want you guys to, no? You are, come on. So I want you guys to think this summer, and then when school starts too soon, in like a month, it'd be great to hear what you chose to do, where you put somebody else in front of yourselves. Like you took care of somebody instead of worrying about yourself. Okay? So come up with, I want a good story from all of you. I think you could probably do it, right? You better. Think of something. I'm sure in your regular lives, you're going to have a chance where you could do something for someone else and then remember it and come back and tell me, okay? Just, we want to celebrate like that. So come on together. We'll say our prayer. A prayer that hopefully inspires you. Just making sure I don't get lost whenever we go anywhere with youth group is your Good Samaritan moment, Ariana. When you make sure nobody leaves me at Walmart. Will you take these with you? Okay, let's put our hands out. Dear God, we ask you to inspire us to love others as much as we love ourselves, and help us to look for chances to spread that kind of kindness and love. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. All right, go have a good time at Sunday school. And we'll see you guys later.